I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Songwriter, storyteller, and dedicated bicyclist David Wilcox has hit the road from North Carolina to celebrate the release of his 18th album, Blaze. He begins his West Coast tour tonight at the Wow Hall in Eugene with Justin Farron opening at 8. David Wilcox joins us live in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, David.
Thanks for the welcome, and that was a really interesting introduction. I've never been introduced as a bicyclist.
Well, it seems like a key part of your process in a lot of ways.
It's true, and it's the one thing I was certain of and the one thing I was wrong about. When I was in high school, I didn't know what I would work at, but I knew for sure that whatever it was, I would bicycle to work. And of course, now it's only been one tour in all these years that I have done completely by bicycle.
However,
I miss that.
I bet you do. I bet you've written a lot of songs on the bicycle, though.
Lots of songs, yeah. Lots of great ideas start on the bicycle. I've actually... That's sometimes, you know, when I don't have a cell phone, I'm like carving lines in the dirt, knowing that I'll have to drive back and look at it. You're like, why didn't I bring a pen?
Yeah. Well, what's the first song you want to, you can't bicycle it to us. What's the first song you want to play?
Start with this one. There will be beautiful lives lived out full and long, long after the transition when the oil is gone. There will be gardens green, there will be houses warm, good livelihoods providing for the hearth and home. So when the sadness seeps through the cracks of grief, hopelessness will speak from the dark and deep. That's just the oil talking to you, saying you got no choice. That's just the oil talking to you, but there's a brighter voice. Now there's a brighter voice. There will be kitchens full, there will be parties loud, and dinner conversations with the neighbor crowd. There will be bright ideas on how to get things done. Good time to raise a family and time for fun. So when the sadness seeps through the cracks of grief, hopelessness will speak from the dark and deep. That's just the oil talking to you, saying you got no choice. That's just the oil talking to you, but there's a brighter voice. Now there's a brighter voice. Right now it's harder to hear over these Huxleyan toys, drowning out the answer with the engine noise. But there's a world outside that we have still not seen, because we're busy being driven by the old machine. We see the same old news upon the same old screen. That's just the oil talking to you, saying you got no choice. That's just the oil talking to you, but there's a brighter voice. Now there's a brighter voice. That's just the oil talking to you. That's just the oil talking to you, but there's a brighter voice.
David, David Wilcox, live in the KLCC studios with Oil, talking to you. The lead track on his brand new CD called Blaze. He's live at the Wild Hall tonight with Justin Farron opening in Eugene at 8 o'clock. Well, that song to me, David, talks a lot about perspective and whether disaster is opportunity.
That's a nice way to say it. Yeah. I was having this wonderful conversation with a friend of mine whose house is off the grid, and he's able to really see a different future for humanity just because, you know, he's already doing the thing that we all know we're eventually going to do, but he actually knows it's possible. And for a long time, he was completely off the grid. Now he's on the grid, but he gives back more than he takes, which is a really interesting sort of way to feel about the grid, as if it's like something you kind of contribute to. You see it differently. So
that is very different than rejecting it and wanting to get away from it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Perspective is important, isn't it, in songwriting, too? I mean, perspective in life beyond songwriting and in songwriting, because you, whatever perspectives you sing in your songs, you eventually adopt, right?
Hopefully. Luckily, I sing the kinds of songs that I that sort of shape my life in terms of getting to see the world the way I want to see it, first through music and then gradually, you know, practicing that point of view in real life. And that's kind of why I called the CD Blaze, because it has that notion of like a blaze on a trail that is a way of sort of making sure you're on track. And
it's a pathfinder in a certain way, then, this new CD.
Yeah.
And where do you want this path to take you?
Well, what I want is to know this bliss. What I want is to be aware of this life that is so easy to take for granted. And I want to have the ability to reframe my initial emotional reaction to things that may be, you know, kind of angry or frightened or whatever. I want to have that kind of playful vision that can tell a better story and take the events of my life and turn them back into an adventure. And so that's kind of what the music does. And over all these years, it has really taught me a lot of how to do that. Take the microcosm of music and make it a full-time thing.
David Wilcox, live in the KLCC studios, live at the Wild Hall tonight in Eugene. What's the next song you want to play for us?
I'm going to play a song about that very thing. I like this dreaming about how, you know, you hear a little phrase from somebody that tells you something that sticks, that changes the way you see something. And it sticks with you for a long time. Several times I've gone back to the people who have changed my life and said to them, you gotta realize how much you changed my life when you said that thing to me. And, you know, the thing always happens that they will not remember saying this thing that was the most powerful thing in my life. And I have to say to them, come on, you gotta remember this. And they'll say, you sure you got the right guy? So I realize if we had done the thing that we had come here to do, how would we even know? At first you couldn't listen, and you held to your suspicion, 'cause this new point of view seemed bold and strange. But that simple truth's insistence just melted your resistance, till all at once you knew that what you knew must change. A match will burn just long enough to light a single candle. A candle only burns until the conversation's done. But one bright conversation shines a light across a lifetime. And your quick life has time enough to shine like the sun. Like the sun. Like the sun. Your search for easy answers only led to harder questions, but you rose up when that simple faith fell through. You were fearless in the rubble, You were shaking the foundations, 'cause you weren't afraid to shatter what you thought you knew. A match will burn just long enough to light a single candle. A candle only burns until the conversation's done. And one bright conversation shines a light across a lifetime. And every life has time enough to shine. Like the sun, like the sun, like the sun. A gentle revolution that could change a generation. Your words can strike a match and light a flame. And one by one the light spreads through the people of a nation, till the tyranny of hate would never be the same. But on that balcony in Memphis, with a bullet through your body, we heard you speak a strong and gentle prayer. Oh, they try to kill the future as if just a gun could stop you, but the heart of you is beating everywhere. A match will burn just long enough to light a single candle. A candle only burns until the conversation's done. One bright conversation shines a light across a lifetime. Every life has time enough to shine. And your quick life has time enough to shine. Like the sun, like the sun. Every life has time enough to shine.
David Wilcox with a live version of Single Candle, the song that closes his new CD, Blaze, here live in the KLCC studios, live at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene with Justin Farron opening at 8. So, David, have you ever been the guy on the other end of that conversation where you've inspired somebody and they've come back to you and you don't remember it?
Well, in my case, since much of what I have, you know, aspired to, you know, say is in song form, there have been people who, yes, have come and said, oh my God, that song saved my life. Really? I mean, I had the pistol in my hand and that song came on and it changed everything. And you know, I feel like it's almost sort of more your responsibility. Like the guy who played the record on the radio at the right time. I'm usually really awkward when people say, you know, this song changed my life, because I don't know what to do with that. It's an odd thing.
It's kind of an uncomfortable responsibility in a certain sense.
I think it just strikes me as it has more to do with, you know, the choreography of the coincidence and the timing with a capital T, and it just has a, just, you know, it's not my responsibility. Can I sing you a song about time and love and appreciating the way things wear?
Please do.
All right. Guitars play for generations, and they get handed down. A few cracks means more vibrations. It opens up the sound. Tough gigs land a trace of the places that they have been. Break them in. A hard road and a long string of losses can wind up somehow to win. Our love seat is natural leather. We've
had it quite a while. It feels soft and warm and weathered. You can't fake that style. It shows years of the good conversation and company. Family, what's the use of a love seat if it has no good proof of our love? That's patina. I like the work of a country brook that has worn down the mountain and speaks of the time it took. I like the feel of a river stone that has round down the edges from hard rains rolling home. After the times that we've been through, well, you look more like you than you used to. More like you. Our slate roof has copper flashing around the chimney stones. It looks great with decades passing after the green has grown. In that time, there's enough windy days where the leaves are blown, seeds are sown, just enough for a bright tiny flower to grace the crest of our home. That's patina. I like the work of a country brook that has worn down the mountain and speaks of the time it took. I like the feel of a river stone that has round down the edges from hard rains rolling home. After the times that we've been through, look more like you than you used to. More like you. Oh, oh, oh,
David Wilcox will bring his songs and stories to the Wow Hall in Eugene tonight with Justin Farron opening at 8 p.m. David Wilcox celebrating the release of his new CD, Blaze, which will be officially released on Tuesday since the music business likes Tuesdays. For more information on the show, wowhall.org. And for more on David Wilcox, davidwilcox.com or on social media. Well, David, in just about the 1 minute we have remaining, I like that line in that last song. You look more
like you
than you used to. So after after 18 albums, is that true? Do you look more like you used than you like you than you used to?
Well, actually, there is a friend who looked at my son, who is now 21, and said to me, "Man, he looks like you." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "No, no. What I mean is, I haven't seen you in a long time. He looks more like you than you do."
Ah, the challenges of getting older. Yes. Oh,
but I do love how there are things that look more themselves when they have time. Like you build a stone wall around here and the guy who stacks the stone says, "Yeah, it looks good, but it needs some moss. Give it about 10 years.
Yeah, character creeps in slowly. Yeah. So, well, we really appreciate you coming in and spending a little bit of time with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen. Fresh Air is next with Terry Gross.